What has been a wonderful service today, seeing people declaring Jesus as their Lord and Savior for the first time. The story that has just been read to us is what happened after Jesus had resurrected. And Luke 24 gave three, we can say it's like a drama of three episodes. If you read Luke 24, 1 to 12, you find the first, let's call that Acts 1. And the one we want to deal with now is Acts 2, episode 2, where Jesus appeared to two people who were walking. In fact, the scripture said they were disciples. Apart from the 11, Jesus had other disciples that joined them. Jesus had died. He had resurrected. But upon the crucifixion of Jesus, what happened to the disciples? They were scattered. You know what they say? Strike the leader and the followers will be scattered. And that is exactly what has happened there. Jesus had been crucified. And these two disciples were on their way. They were walking away from Jerusalem. They were on their way to Emmaus. And they were talking. Only God knew what would be going through their mind. I'm sure they would be in a state of confusion. What happened? The man we have been following since all these days, he just died like that. Some of them will be sad. What is going to be our story next? But you're saying maybe you were on the train going somewhere and you were discussing and you just said somebody, you know, just joined in your discussion. Exactly the same way. The two of them were going and Jesus walking behind them and started to discuss with them. So I will say this part of the scriptures that we want to look at very briefly can be divided into four parts. Four parts. The first one is the initial meeting. The two disciples were going and Jesus walking behind them. The second part is the dialogue that happened between Jesus and these two disciples. The third part will be the meal. And the fourth part is going to be the excursion of the disciples to Jerusalem after they had met Jesus. Let's look at the first part. The leader, their master, had been crucified. And disciples are in utter confusion. Where are we? What is happening to us? They have forgotten what they've read in the scriptures. They have forgotten the prophecies. Even when women who went to the tomb in the morning saw an angel and told them he had risen, they still couldn't believe. As far as they are concerned, it's the third day. Nothing had happened. In that state, they were when Jesus joined them on that walk. And you know what he said? Oh, guys, what are you talking about? They look back. Are you new? Have you not heard the story? Are you not listening to the TV news or radio Are you not reading the papers? You want to tell us you don't know what is happening? And Jesus said, yeah, what is happening? And they began to narrate the story. But there is something that is so special, which I want us to look at here. The Bible says in verse 16, when Jesus joined them, they still did not recognize Jesus. In fact, the Bible says the two men were kept from recognizing him. In the book of Luke, when we talk about sight, it refers to faith and salvation. If you look at Luke 2, verse 30, it says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." If you look at Luke 10, 23, the Bible says, "Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes that see what you have seen.'" In the book of Luke, sight relates to faith and salvation. But if you see in verse 16, the Bible says the two men were kept from recognizing him. And the question will be, why? Why? And the reason is just very simple. They were kept from recognizing him because of their unbelief. Spiritual estrangement. They were walking. And even when the women spoke to them, you just listen to what they said. When they answered Jesus, when they said to them, "What is the news?" He said, "About Jesus of Nazareth, he was a prophet, good, powerful in word, good, and in deed, good, before God and all the people, yes. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But listen to this. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place." They had hoped he was going to redeem Israel. Is that not unbelief? Their expectations, as far as they are concerned, has been cut short. They were being oppressed by the Romans. So they expected the Savior to come and liberate them, give them freedom, make them a superpower of the world. But that is not the case here. They have believed that their Savior would give them what they want and not what God wants to give them. Savior had come to liberate them from the power of sin. But they could not see that. How many times do we box God? This is what we want God to do for us. But God is doing other things, but we are not seeing the bigger picture. This is what we want. And as a result of that, we believe God is not working for us. We believe God is not on our side. And what did Jesus do? He told them, "What foolish people are you?" That work will again be translated into, "Why do you lack understanding?" And he began to refer them to the scriptures. Prophecy fulfilled. When you are in that situation, that it looks like God is not there. Do you still recognize God at work? Will you remember those scriptures that you have read? Those promises, those prophetic messages that have been given to you. Jesus referred the two disciples to the scriptures. It is not how you want it, but it is how God wants it. And if it is how God wants it, then you need to go back to the scriptures. When you buy a new machine, you look at the manuscript, how to operate it. What is our own manuscript as Christians? It is the Bible. And Jesus referred them back to the scriptures. Do you remember your scriptures? Even if you are passing through the tough times, that the plan I have for you is of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. When you are passing those through dark patches in life, do you remember those scriptures? That unto you, O Lord, I lift up my heads. Just as the male servant looketh unto the master, and the female servant looketh unto the female mistress, so my eyes looketh unto you, O Lord my God. What scriptures do you hold on to when the time gets tough? It didn't end there. It was now about being dark. And they invited Jesus to their house. Here you now find the guest who now took over as the host. Jesus took the bread. You invited me to your house, and I took over. I now became the host, and no more the guests. And when Jesus took over, what did he do? He took the bread, he blessed it, and he gave it to them. And as soon as that was done, what happened? Their eyes were opened. You could still be in the church, and yet your eyes can still be blinded. You could still be in the church, and you need your eyes of revelation opened. Jesus did not tell them, I am Jesus. But the single act, he took the bread, he blessed it, and he served them. When Jesus was to feed 5,000 men, what did he do? He took the bread, blessed it, and he served it. Today too, we are going to take the bread, we are going to break it, bless God, and we will serve it. And I believe as we do so, I pray that your eyes of revelation be opened. Because there is nothing as good as God revealing himself unto you. Jesus revealed himself via the communion that he served. And when their eyes were opened, what did they do? This man jumped up. They were initially in a state of confusion. They do not know what was going to happen to them. But everything changed. They were joyous. They went back to the other disciples, which is the final part of the passage, and they were sharing the good news. It wasn't, our colleagues, our women who went to the tomb said they met an angel. And when they got there, they didn't see Jesus. That ended. They saw Jesus themselves. May you see Jesus yourself in your situation. May you meet with Jesus. And as we go to the communion table, believe it, that God is going to reveal himself unto you. And your situation will not remain the same. It will change in the name of Jesus.